Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Let's get present. Place your hand over your heart. Feel your feet grounded into the floor. Breathe in. And exhale slowly. Say it with me. I know who I play for. Today, we're diving into something that lives deep in our body, the inherited belief that lack is normal, that survival is honorable, that suffering is spiritual. This episode is for the cycle breakers, the ones who know that what you saw growing up wasn't the full truth, the ones who are ready to choose freedom over familiarity. Let's root today's episode in Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. That word slavery isn't just physical. It's emotional. It's financial. It's energetic. It's the weight of generational survival passed down like inheritance. But the promise is clear. You were set free. So don't bind yourself again. Let me tell you something real. For most of my adult life, I was generating well over six figures a year. Some years crossed into seven. The income was real. The business was real. The success looked good on paper. But here's the part I didn't always talk about. The struggle didn't just leave because the revenue grew. There were seasons I made more money than I had ever imagined as a little girl, watching my father go to work every day. And yet, I still felt like I was chasing stability. Still waiting for the rug to be pulled out from under me. Still living like the money could vanish at any moment. Because somewhere deep inside, I was still operating from a pattern I didn't even know I had inherited. My dad is my hero. He worked for the same company for 28 years, hardly ever missed a day of work. Didn't need an alarm clock. He was up and moving before the sun. I watched him walk to work when his car broke down. I watched him show up when he was tired, sick, stressed, and still gave his all. He was the model of discipline, consistency, and quiet sacrifice. And all I wanted for most of my young adult life was to take care of him, to show him it was worth it, to give him rest after so many years of labor. But my father passed away when I was just 22, and my success didn't come until after he was gone. That's the part that still catches in my throat, because I didn't get to buy him that house. I didn't get to pay off his bills. I didn't get to give him ease in his later years. But I carry his legacy in everything I build. Every win is an offering. Every breakthrough is a prayer back to him. Every time I rest, receive, and rise, I do it knowing he made this road possible. And that's why I break the cycle. Not to distance myself from where I came from, but to make sure his sacrifices weren't in vain. Because I know who I play for, and I know who I carry with me. But even with all that dedication, even after nearly three decades of working full time, he still lived paycheck to paycheck. And I realize now I carried that with me. Not just his work ethic, but his financial fear. His habit of holding back, of settling, of expecting just enough, but never overflow. So even when the money came in, real money, I still didn't feel free because I was waiting for it to disappear. Because I still believed on some level that to receive more meant I had to be on guard, to do more, to deserve more constantly. I had to ask myself, am I honoring him or repeating him? Am I living or just surviving more comfortably? Because here's what I know now. I don't honor my father by staying small. I honor him by breaking the cycle, by receiving what he didn't have access to, by stepping into what his sacrifice made possible. And when I finally chose that truth, when I let go of the guilt, the conditioning, the generational script, that's when things begin to shift. Not just in my money, in my nervous system, in my soul, because I know who I play for. And I know what I'm here to break so the next generation can build something different. And then I remembered something I wrote years ago, back when I had my old WordPress site. I wrote a piece called The Entrepreneur's Creed. And in it, I said something I'll never forget. I generated more money in a year than my father did in his whole life. And when I wrote that, I didn't write it from ego. I wrote it from reverence. Because that sentence is both a celebration and a confrontation. It's the dream and the heartbreak in the same breath. He worked every day for nearly 30 years. And I, his daughter, in this lifetime, was able to exceed his total lifetime earnings in 1 year. That is not something I take lightly. It's why I had to heal my relationship with money. It's why I had to break the cycle of guilt around success. Because if I kept shrinking, if I kept playing small out of loyalty, I would be dishonoring the very path his footsteps made possible. So now, when I say I'm breaking generational cycles, I'm not saying it for show. I'm saying it because I know what it cost the ones who came before me, and I refuse to let that cost be in vain. So let's go back to the scripture, Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. This isn't just about physical bondage. It's about mental slavery, financial slavery, emotional slavery to old cycles that keep us playing small out of guilt. When I wrote The Entrepreneur's Creed, and I realized I had generated more money in 1 year than my father did in his entire lifetime, I wasn't just thinking about the money. I was thinking about legacy, about freedom, about the yoke that my father carried every day without complaint. And Galatians 5:1 hit me differently. He didn't have access to that freedom, but I do. So the question becomes, will I keep carrying a yoke that Christ already broke open for me? Or will I walk in the freedom I was born for? When I look at my father, I don't see failure. I see faithfulness. But I also see an assignment to take the torch and go further, to receive without guilt, to break the chain, not the honor, to say yes to the freedom he never had the time to claim. And that's what breaking the cycle really means. Not rejection, not rebellion, but a sacred reclamation, because I know who I play for, and I will not bind myself again to the struggle my lineage prayed I be free from. Neville Goddard teaches, your inner conversations are perpetuating your world. Stop talking of the past and start speaking what you desire. Let that sink in. Your inner conversations are either repeating the past or rewriting it. For years, I didn't realize how often I was still repeating my father's energy. Not his truth, not his values, but the part of him that never had enough. The man who worked for 28 years and still lived paycheck to paycheck. Even after I broke through financially, I caught myself thinking things like, I better save this, it might not last. Don't get too comfortable. You never know when it'll dry up. That wasn't me talking. That was the inner echo of the cycle I was born into. And metaphysically speaking, what you echo, you energize. What you agree with internally, you reproduce externally. Florence Scovel Shinn said, man can only receive what he sees himself receiving. So I had to ask myself, what do I actually see when I picture myself with wealth? Do I see joy, expansion, ease, or do I see stress, isolation, fear of being judged or resented? Because here's the truth. You cannot break a cycle you're still emotionally loyal to. You may be building something new on the outside, but if your nervous system is still bracing for the struggle, you will limit what you allow in. So what did I do? I started speaking a new conversation. Not about what had been, but about what I was ready to receive. Not from resentment, but from reverence. Thank you, Dad, for what you carried. I lay it down now. I trust myself with more. I trust Source to sustain me. I know who I play for, and I live from a new pattern. This is what it means to be the cycle breaker, not to shame the past, but to stop energizing it, to stop calling it reality and start calling in truth. Neville was right. Your world rises to match your inner words. So the next time you catch yourself repeating someone else's fear, ask yourself, whose voice is that? And do I still want it creating my reality? You are the new conversation now. Speak like it. Receive like it. Live like it. Now let's take this to the journal. Because you can't break what you're unwilling to see. And you can't rise above what you still believe you owe. Find a quiet place. Grab your journal. Or let the questions move through your spirit. What money stories did I inherit without even realizing it? Things like money doesn't grow on trees. We don't do things like that. Be grateful for what you got. Whose voice taught you that? What emotion was behind it? Love? Fear? Sacrifice? Number two. Have I ever felt guilty for having more than my family or community? Where do I shrink, soften, or delay overflow so I don't leave anyone behind? Is that guilt mine to carry? Number three, where am I still living like money could disappear at any moment? Be honest. Are you stockpiling out of fear? Sabotaging when things get good? What's the origin of that behavior? Number four, what patterns do I now realize were acts of survival, not truth? Think about hustle, shame, grinding, not resting, avoiding help. Right, this was survival. I now choose, and then fill in the blank. Number five, Who am I afraid will stop loving me if I truly rise? This is the root of many unconscious patterns. Is it a parent, a sibling, a community? Would they really stop loving you? Or is it that a fear you can now release? Number 6, what does breaking the cycle mean for me in this season? Finish this sentence. I break the cycle by, I honor my lineage by, I trust that healing doesn't dishonor, it liberates. Number 7, write your new truth. I come from strength and I choose freedom. I honor what they carried by laying it down. My overflow is the proof that the cycle has ended. I am safe to live in abundance and still be deeply connected. Take one more breath. This is sacred work, and it doesn't just change your bank account. It changes your bloodline. So now close your eyes if you can. Place one hand over your heart and the other over your belly. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Now exhale slowly. Now imagine yourself standing on a long road. Behind you are your ancestors, the one who worked, who prayed, who sacrificed, who carried so much just so you could stand here now. Among them, you see your father. He's not sad. He's not disappointed. He's proud. He nods at you with steady eyes that say, go further than I could. You're not dishonoring me. You're fulfilling the dream I couldn't reach. I carried the weight. Now you carry the light. You turn forward. Ahead of you is a bridge. It glows with opportunity, with rest, with truth, with divine provision. You take a step further, still feeling the love behind you, but no longer bound by the burden. As you walk, speak these affirmations with me. I come from resilience, and now I choose rest. I break the cycle of survival with sacred intention. I am safe to have more. I am safe to receive without guilt. My overflow honors those who never got the chance to taste it. My wealth is not separation, it is expansion. I bless the ones who came before me, and I walk toward the freedom they never had. I am not here to repeat the pattern. I'm here to complete it. I know who I play for, and I'm free now. Now pause. Breathe. Picture yourself stepping fully across the bridge. Feel the sun on your face. Feel your shoulders drop. Feel your future open. Now turn around. Behind you, your ancestors are smiling. They are not sad. They are cheering. They're saying, that's what we worked for. That's what we prayed for. That's who we dreamed of becoming. And you became it. What you did today wasn't just personal. It was generational. You chose to witness the weight that others carried and put it down with reverence. You chose to rewrite a pattern not because you're ungrateful, but because you're finally ready to live free. This is the work of a spiritual architect. This is the work of a cycle breaker. This is the work of someone who knows, I know who I play for. And I was never meant to stay bound. If this episode moved you, I want to invite you deeper. Come share your reflection inside the happy, healthy, whole, and rich portal. There's a sacred place waiting for your voice, your breakthroughs, and your reclamation. Next time, we'll shift the conversation from what we inherited to what we're creating. What are you creating now? A look at the law of assumption and how your present focus is shaping your financial future in real time. But for now, take a breath, hold your heart, and say it one more time with me. I know who I play for, and I choose freedom now. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's go together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.